Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
If you know one thing about Katie and one thing only, I would say the best fact is she hates music.
No, that's not.
That's not
how
true.
Well do you know me?
I hate
when they turn a musical into a movie, but then they still sing all the dialogue.
Yes, that is a musical.
No. A musical is a musical. You go see a musical, and it's lovely. It is a stage production. It
musicals,
doesn't have the special effects that a movie does.
Musicals are not meant
to
be.
Those are two different categories.
So on stage, yeah.
Exactly.
On screen.
No. Big fat no.
Uh-uh.
Les Mis? Jesus Christ.
You hate Les Mis, the movie.
To be fair, I do also hate that musical.
So. How?
Why did they cast Russell Crowe?
He's not any good. Sometimes they're not any good.
What is this, community theater? I mean, seriously.
It's not that bad, is it?
We had better performances at Playhouse 1960, I'll have you know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Shout out to Playhouse 1960, by the way.
They do some great work.
Checking them out soon. Okay. I have a musical. Might be up your alley, even if it was for the screen. Not for the stage, for the screen. Taken, the musical. The internet has put this together.
Taken?
Taken.
Liam Neeson Taken?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you let my daughter go, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you.
Brilliant.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you let my daughter go, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you.
Good luck.
I'm not saying it's perfect. I say it's perfect. But it's that, I think that is the beginning of what could be a whole franchise. Tony Awards, Oscars.
No.
Literally every
no. That sounds like one of the YouTube videos my kids would watch that I would immediately get up and change.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Monday. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull, Monday. Welcome. Thank y'all for being here.
Y'all gonna make me lose my draw.
Up in hair.
Okay, well, I wasn't putting anything on. That was legit. Thanks for basically telling the story for me. The Southern accent is fixing to fade out. Details next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
See, look what happened. We mentioned accents, and then you put one on. And I mean, you really exaggerate it.
I think, yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that we're losing the Southern accent. Because
what?
People don't want that caricature. They don't want to be associated with that. They think it makes them sound stupid or dumb.
They think it's a negative.
Yes.
I've heard that before. Like, people really don't like having a Southern accent because they feel judged.
And.
Which is real sad.
That's what they told us in journalism school.
They did.
You are judged.
They did teach you that.
The first thing they do is try to beat that out of you.
Yeah, they're like, hey, get rid of that, because if that sticks around on a tape, you ain't getting hired.
You're not getting any jobs.
Yeah.
At least not anywhere where you'd want to get jobs, they say.
Which sucks. Like, wait, that's your voice.
So will we lose a Southern accent? And what even is a Southern accent? We'll get back to that. But there was a Morgan Wallen lookalike contest on the University of Tennessee's campus, much like the one for Glenn Powell at the real UT last year. Over 300 people showed up. So, I mean, that's a lot of Morgans. To watch competitors attempt to take home the title and claim $100.
$100.
$100. Kate Phillips, the Tennessee basketball player, was involved in this for some reason.
Mm.
I think he might have even been in charge. But the first round featured contestants explaining why they thought they should win, which is you know, difficult on a campus where like 99% of the male population is sporting mullets and mustaches.
That is very true.
One dude claimed he had been called Morgan Walmart countless times, like while he was out at bars.
That's pretty
good. So he moves on to the second round. He gets booted because they decide to do a Morgan Wallen song off. Which is an interesting decision in a lookalike contest. It's not a
That's
ultimate
unfair.
Fan contest.
That's unfair.
So anyway, they narrow it down to four dudes, okay. But in a massive upset, none of them wins. The crowd would not stop chanting Morgan Walmart until he was given the honor. And
People
so he
spoken.
Clenched the title and, of course, took home the $100.
Love it.
Speaking of honors, the World Video Game Hall of Fame has announced its new class. Not going to pretend I know what some of these games are. Mm. I am not a gamer. I have a GameCube and a Nintendo 64.
Okay.
Which tells you everything you need to know. But as such, I am pretty excited about one of these. Mm. So for 2025, we have Defender, a 1981 arcade game.
Yeah.
That was a little more difficult, I guess, than Space Invaders.
Take it or leave it.
Quake, the 1996 follow-up to Doom.
Yeah.
Which introduced a 3D engine still used today.
I remember this.
Fancy. Tamagotchi. The digital pets introduced in 1996, which feels more like a toy Hall of Famer.
Video
game Hall of Famer.
Either way, but
I'd really
love
that.
Not
that much going on.
Yeah.
Last but certainly not least, GoldenEye 007. One of our favorite games and frequently referenced on the show.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Such a great game.
What I would say almost the perfect video game. Not just for then, but for today. It's almost flawless.
Even with the graphics.
The graphics make it what it is. But everything, like one player mode, multiplayer mode.
Paintball mode.
Oh, so good.
Love it.
So good.
Games that did not make the cut this year. Age of Empires, Angry Birds, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, Frogger, which is upsetting.
Mm.
Golden Tee. Harvest Moon, Mattel Football, and NBA 2K.
Y'all can get your day, but like, yeah, GoldenEye deserves first
Frogger's
ballot.
Frogger's older than that.
Absolutely in. Yeah, Frogger should probably be in there, but no. GoldenEye deserves the flowers.
And back to the study about the Southern accent.
Yes.
It is fading in some areas of the South as people migrate to the South. I was reading a stat that said more than 5.8 million people have moved here
right. So
far in the 2020s, which is more than four times the combined total of the nation's three other regions.
And they're bringing their
like,
own
that's
accents.
Nuts.
I have noticed this. I have noticed this in Texas that you're getting different accents.
But see, that's
now.
The deal. Like, as Texans, do we even have accents?
No. Well,
I don't think it's so much how we speak. I think it's the words we say.
Yeah.
That gave us away.
I think there are Texas accents. That is different than the Southern accent.
For sure.
Much different than the Southern
for sure.
accent.
Like, to me, a Texan has trouble with a lot of words with R's. You
yeah.
know, like the more words with
starts
R's.
Starts drawing out. Yeah, right.
But, the harder it is. Mm. And then y'all and fixinta and things like that are just commonplace.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's still a pretty strong Texas accent out there. Like, it just pops up. It might not be every day. It might not be, like, pervasive. But I still hear quite a lot of traditional Texan out there, which makes me again suspicious as to the Southern accent just suddenly like vanishing. It seems like that would be a hard one to kill.
Well, you mentioned other accents. Here's a Southern family talking about what they've noticed.
I don't think I know anyone that has a clear, distinctive Southern, what I would consider from watching TV years ago, the traditional Southern accent.
You do. I don't think I have an accent, but when I talk to other people, they say that I sound very country, or they can't figure out where I'm from. What?
People in Georgia.
Wait, what?
My biggest fear, though, is in this entire segment, this is what we sound like.
You don't think you have... Dude, you sound like Foghorn Leghorn. I'll say, no accent. They don't know where I'm from. You may as well have Georgia tattooed over your forehead, my man. That is the classic Georgia accent. There's only one place in the world people sound like that, and it's where you're from. Who do you hang out with?
All the Atlanta transplants, obviously. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Who needs a free answer on a Monday? Everyone. We play the Money Minute before 8:30. It's 10 questions that you have to get right in 60 seconds. But what if we made it 9 questions in 60 seconds?
That would make it a little bit easier.
Oh, man, your pals Frito and Katie never disappoint.
Slightly. Just very slightly.
So your clue this morning, or freebie, rather, igneous, sedimentary, metamorphic. Metamorphic.
Okay.
Might sound like simply the basic types of rock.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be sweet insults that I used this past weekend.
You know what? Very good. Listen for the Money Minute. Sign up if you want to be our contestant. TheBowlHouston.com/contest.
This fall, Shaboozy is bringing his Great American Roadshow to 713 Music Hall.
Some of you guys are sleeping on Shaboozy still, which I do not understand why. Like, the real ones know. Like, that is going to be...
Live?
Yeah. It's going to be a show.
It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be a show.
We have your tickets, and we want to hook you up right now.
Yes, we do. 713-881-5500. I always want to say of all time, but I'm not sure this is an all time, the biggest... Number one in recent history
it might be all time. Longest running number one solo hit of the decade on the Hot 100.
Right.
Tied the record for most weeks at number one on the Hot 100. 19 weeks, matching Lil Nas X's Old Town Road.
That's right.
Longest running number one solo hit on the Hot Country Songs chart.
Yeah.
And extends its reign to 27th week at number one on Billboard's Radio Songs chart.
I mean, that's...
Surpassing the Weeknd's Blinding Lights.
That is a crazy thing to do on your very first song.
Most played song on the radio for 18 weeks.
18 weeks.
Top streaming song for 9.
18
weeks. Best selling song on digital download sites for 15.
How did he not win any awards
for this?
That's
crazy.
Okay. I feel like it's appropriate to, since we're giving away Shaboozy tickets, to bring back Hit or Miss
yes.
this morning.
This game is great because we all know our country songs and we all love certain country songs, but how much? So we will play you a clip of a song. You tell us if it was a hit, so it went straight to number one on the country air charts, or it was a miss. Though we love it, it did not quite make it all the way to the top.
Never quite got there.
You got 3 shots at it. Get 2 of the 3, and you are going to Shaboozy.
You got it. We will get our contestant on the phone next. If you want that to be you, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll play coming up. And we are playing Hit or Miss.
So he's got a verifiable hit.
It's the
biggest song ever.
I am so
of all time
mystified.
It's only like a year old.
And yeah. How did that not win? No awards. No awards conveyed. Eddie, how you doing, my man? Are you ready to play Hit or Miss?
I'm ready for Hit or Miss. Absolutely.
Okay.
Remember, Eddie,
dropping the daughter off for school.
Listen to these clips. You've got a friend, right? You can collab on this. So listen to the clips.
No, she got out of the car.
Oh, she did.
Oh.
Rats.
Oh, no.
So listen to the clip and then just tell us whether the song went to number one, it was a hit, or it should have, but it did not, making it a miss.
All right.
So first up.
And the water sang, come on, somebody, why don't you run? Oh, red ditchin, have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the...
Blake Shelton's Old Red, Eddie, was that a hit or a miss?
It's such a good song. I would say it's a hit.
It's a miss.
Oh.
Even though he says it's like his signature song, it is also the name of his bar in downtown Nashville. Only made it to number 14.
14? 14?
That was a good song.
It's gone 2 times platinum, but on the charts it was number 14.
Song number 2. Oh, we're just going to court controversy this morning, aren't we?
How dare you? There's nothing controversial about this.
This is a certified banger.
And it hurts so bad. It's
Tim McGraw.
Nelly. Over and over. I still remember the music video.
Oh.
Eddie, was that a hit or a miss?
I would say that is a miss.
It is a miss. A surprising collab, but barely cracked the top 50 in the country charts.
Which is crazy.
It did better on the Billboard Hot 100. It was number 3.
See, it was such
almost
a big
number one over there, but.
Overall hit. All right. So this is for the win. Song number 3 this morning.
Never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat.
Don't break my heart with this one.
Drive for Daddy Gene.
Don't break my heart.
Alan Jackson, Eddie.
Oh.
Hit or miss?
Such a good song. I'll say the hit.
It is a hit. Thank God. Number one on the Billboard Hot Country charts in May of 2002.
Thank God.
I think it stayed there for about 4 weeks, but also peaked at number 28 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Not bad. Eddie, a
My
hit.
Wife loves Shaboozy. Y'all just came through so big.
Eddie's wife is a real one.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be amazing. Eddie, hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
Heck yeah, let's go.
On 100.3 The Bull.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morning, Avery. We're going to tackle some family-ish today. Is that right?
That's the plan. I really need to squash this, and he listens to you guys, so yeah. Here we go, I guess.
Can't wait. So let's get started. Walk us through it. Are you and your family, like, pretty close?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. And we're a big family, okay? So that's saying something. And we try and spend as much time together as we can, and it's great. Usually it's great, I guess. We're also all kind of close in age. Like, I have a brother named Alex, okay? And he's only a year and a bit younger than me. And he moved to San Diego a while back, so we don't get to see him a lot.
Okay. Following you so far.
Great. So Alex called me a few weeks ago, and I guess his job was bringing him through for a few days for this conference thing.
You mean here in Houston?
Yeah, yeah. So he wants to meet up for dinner, which is awesome. You know, it's been a few months, and I'm thinking we could grab drinks and all that. So fast forward, he's in town. We end up going to an Astros game, whatever, but it was a blast.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
So, but in your email, you mentioned your brother, Brandon. Like, how does he, does he live here or what's the deal there?
No. Well, yes, but so, okay. I guess he saw a post that I made on Instagram of the two of us, which is me and my brother, Alex.
Okay.
And he just lost it. He absolutely lost it.
Because... why?
Because he was upset that he didn't get the invite. Mm. Like I said, we're all right there in age, so he's just on the other side of me. He's my older brother. And he's been out to California a few times recently, so they were able to get together before. And honestly, I just figured that Alex invited him, or that he couldn't go or something. You know, he sent the initial invitation. I thought, okay, didn't feel like I needed to check in on that or anything.
Right.
And we weren't trying to hurt his feelings or anything, you know, or at least not on purpose.
Okay. I guess, well, have you tried talking to him since?
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. And I've been trying to smooth things over for weeks now. He's just not been at all receptive. And to be fair, he's always been like this.
Like what? How is he?
Just, he gets over emotional and he turns into just this massive and I know a lot of people deal with that. It's nothing new or anything, but I hate that kind of energy with family.
So right. You want us to call him so you can apologize or so he can?
No. I wasn't thinking and I didn't know that it would be that important to him. And I just want to bury this and move on.
Got it.
Let's get Brandon on the phone. We'll talk to him next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
I was initially confused by this, but really not that hard to keep track of. Avery reached out to us about her brother, Brandon. They are in a fight.
That is brother Brandon.
Over an outing she had with brother Alex.
That's right. Third brother.
Second brother.
No, dang
it. Third sibling.
Dang it.
Three siblings, two brothers. So they went to an Astros game together.
Right.
By they, I mean Avery and Alex. And Brandon lives in the city of Houston.
Right. Alex does not.
Saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, Alex does not. He was traveling in.
He was upset that he wasn't included.
Yeah, now.
Which I kind of understand.
Now he's kind of being a butt about the whole thing. But
which again, I wouldn't want to be left out.
Yeah, I get it.
But you know, I got multiple siblings.
We want to squash this beef. We want to bury things here.
Family beef is the worst beef.
It always is.
Hey, is this Brandon?
Hey, guys. Yeah, what's this about?
Well, Brandon, we're Frito and Katie, and Avery reached out, said you listened to our show?
Yeah, I do. This is really, really cool that I'm talking to you guys right now.
It's cool to be talking to you.
I wish you guys every day.
Thank you.
I really hope it's not. Oh, is this, are you saying I'm her problem?
No, that's, well.
She said it, actually.
Yes.
She said it. It was Avery who said it. I think you sound lovely. But your sister, well, she was worried about the whole Alex thing. She's looking to make amends.
She should be, yeah. I mean, I talk about being a horrible sister. I know she's on the line. Hi, Avery. I know you hear me. Our brother's in town and you just leave me out? What the hell?
All right.
Are you kidding me? I'm not a horrible sister just because I didn't invite you to dinner one time. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know why you keep raking me over the coals about this. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
I mean, what are you thinking? How is this okay? He's our brother. Obviously, I'd want to see him. You could have texted me.
We'll take it up with Alex, okay? Seriously. Yeah,
that's a good point.
Well, he wouldn't have minded.
I mean, you don't know that. He called me.
Why would he have a problem with me being there? That makes no sense.
It's me, okay? He wanted to go to Papacito's, and I wasn't trying to rack up some crazy bill.
What's that supposed to mean?
What does that mean?
You know what it means. You know how you are.
No, for real. Yeah, Dakota.
Really? What does that mean?
You're speaking in riddles, Avery.
He's cheap, okay? Like, he's crazy cheap, and he never pays for anything. He never even offers. And there's always a backstory. There's always a sob story. And look, the look that he gives. Right when the check is about to get dropped off, it's like I'm doing the.
Okay, they got it. Okay, jeez.
No, right.
Sorry, I don't want to deal with it. I really didn't.
Wow, that's how it is. Okay, cool.
But don't be like that. I'm just saying it puts us in a really weird place. Okay, and I don't know what to do.
Us too.
And we obviously want to include you in things, but we can't be paying for you every single time.
Well, here's an idea. Next time, maybe you could. Pick somewhere that wasn't so expensive.
Dude, that's where he wanted to go. Look, I mean, I don't want to be an here, but someone has to say it, and I can't keep paying. Alex, okay, listen to me. Alex can't keep paying. And Mom, get off the dude. She definitely can't keep paying for you.
It's okay.
I'm her favorite. Deal with it.
Okay, all right.
Be an adult.
All right. Look, okay, so here's the thing, though. Y'all, you can't be the only person who's dealt with something like this.
No way.
And yes, it is so awkward.
Like particularly for us.
Yes, but let's see what other people think. Maybe they have maybe people have some ways of dealing
with it.
Let's get
Brandon a gift card to Papacito's.
Yes, let's. Thank you guys. We appreciate it.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. This is hard. Remember, if you call in, you can be anonymous.
Yeah, you could.
Maybe we don't ask anyone's names right now. Just to be safe.
Just revert to, because I actually think that this is almost universal that every family has one or more of these people in it.
So what do you do?
I have no idea. I have not
ever
heard a
solution. To me, you just grin and bear it. If you're close.
I mean, that is option A.
If you're not close.
Then you, but if you're in a situation like this where it's like, hey, I don't really want,
you should have invited him.
I mean, there's a possibility that is true. Should she have invited him? Did she do him wrong? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll see what you think coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Talking cheapskate siblings?
Yeah, or relatives in general.
Like, what do you do if someone keeps coming around and you're having to pay?
Right. Kyle, okay, so let's say you have a cheapskate sibling. What do you do?
Man, okay, so I come from a blessed family. My dad, has a seven-figure job. Money's never been an issue, but football pretty much turned 18. It was, hey, we go out to eat. It's you cover your own food, whether money's an issue or not. And that's how it should be. It's not anyone else's problem.
So if you had one of these, if you had a Brandon.
Yeah.
Would you invite him and just hope that he got the memo? Or at some point, if he's just using all of you, would you just say, hey, not today?
Yeah, we're just not going to extend it.
Don't want to deal with it.
Honestly, it would just be you would get invited for probably two or three more times. And then why wasn't I invited? Because you're not my responsibility would have been the response from
because you're not paying your own way.
I think it's a fair expectation, like, for real.
But it seems like this is the first time he's heard it.
Absolutely. Like, no one seems to have laid down any kind of bottom line with him whatsoever.
And maybe he's just
going
to not pay while everyone continues to offer to pay.
Man, I don't know. Dude, thank you so much.
And that's coming from, like, somebody that, you know, it's not even an issue to where maybe it's somebody that it is an issue to cover everybody, but
True. Even
on this, it's not an issue. So I don't see why it would be on the lower end of the issue.
Yeah, no doubt. Dude, have a great day. Lonnie, okay, you're up. Cheapskate siblings. How do you deal with this?
You set the ground rules before you go to the restaurant.
Like, and say you're paying for yourself.
Yeah.
So order
everybody
accordingly.
Everybody should pay for themselves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, if it's
and then they make the choice if they want to participate or not.
Okay. So in the instance of a repeat offender, it would be like you'd still make the invite no matter what. But you're like, don't you try to do that thing that you
Correct.
Do. Where you're gonna spring you paying, you're just gonna lay it out straight up, and if he gets mad at that point, then it's on him.
Correct.
Okay.
Because you gotta order within your means.
Yeah, you do.
So if you say you're getting yourself, you're not gonna order the most expensive thing on the menu, which I would hope you wouldn't do if someone else were paying for you, but
you never
we know.
Know
that some people take liberties.
You never know.
And a mooch is a mooch, right? You're gonna bleed them dry.
Exactly.
So yeah, tell them up front and then they can order a kid's meal.
Lonnie, thank you so much. We appreciate it. If you've got thoughts, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. I get this. I feel like everyone is making this a very simplistic.
Involved.
Yeah, this is, I don't think this is as simple. I mean, I get it. But yeah, I also feel bad for everyone involved. Because how do you, no
how
one wants
do you
to do
tell
this. No one wants to do this.
Your brother or your sister or any member of your family, for that matter, they're not invited to come around anymore.
Because they don't pay.
Because they're a mooch.
Yeah, everyone's paying for them. So every
and
once
you can't
in a while,
deal with that.
Yeah, you can't show up. Or do you bring that up at all? Do you just keep paying and paying and paying and paying?
That's not going to get you a Christmas present, but I doubt you're getting one anyway.
Brenda, okay, back to the Cheapskate siblings. What do you think?
So my sister and I have a Cheapskate sibling.
Oh, no.
Many do. I mean, many do. Yes. I don't think it's uncommon. I think this happens more than we think.
Absolutely, especially if you have, a larger family. I think it happens a lot more.
So what do y'all do?
Yeah.
So I'm the baby, and my sister and brother are several years older, 14 and 16 years older than I am. But our brother is in the middle of us, and we have had to basically take turns for the past, I don't know, 25 or 30 years.
Years!
Back and forth. Yes.
Years! 12 or 30 years, no one has solved this problem.
Well,
it's just been
you take
for
turns doing what? Paying for everything?
We take turns taking care of him.
Mm.
Either like providing a free place to live. He'll pay a little bit, and we understand he's older. He is retired now, but I'm the youngest. My sister is older and retired too. So it's like there's nothing even about our spending.
Right.
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, but also we've never confronted him about it either.
I have sympathy for that because how do you do that?
And once you do it, I mean, how do you repair the relationship?
Exactly.
Especially
well,
at this point.
And see, that's the problem. We have had blow-ups. Like, it's caused me and my husband problems for the relationship between him.
Yeah.
And then it's also caused problems between my sister and I. Because if I say something to him, she gets mad at me. But then when she gets mad at him, she comes and talks to me, and I just have to go, yeah, I know, I've been there.
No, that's what I mean when I say that, like, I know it's real easy for some people to be like, well, just, you know, laid out. It's not that easy. Like, when you have that person
really
who
not.
Is your sibling and you care about them and love them, you don't hurt their feelings.
Absolutely.
Well, but Brenda's talking about something different than Papacitos.
No, definitely. That's,
you know,
that's a
I mean,
much
I think you can
dramatic.
Say, hey, buddy, don't order the fajitas.
But you know what? Even when we go out, like, my sister and I, we meet once a week for breakfast. and they live in a duplex on her property. And so I'm like, hey, is our brother home?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I don't know if he's home. And I said, well, if he's there, invite him. She goes, I don't care if he goes or not.
Okay.
So we both understand, and we both also get that if he goes, we pay. Mm. Never one time during breakfast has he said, hey, let me pick the ticket up for y'all.
Mm. Not
does
once.
He have a job, Brenda?
Not once.
Like, does he work?
He's retired. But he now, you know, he pay? Does. I'm sorry?
He could maybe pay or no?
For sure, yes. Mm.
He just doesn't.
Absolutely, yeah. He could. Yeah, he and I'm sure when he takes my sister, if he goes with my sister, I'm sure he'll pick up the tab. And on the very rare occasion that him and I go somewhere, he would pick up the tab. But no, if we're all in a setting together, you can bet it's going to be me or her that takes care of the
ticket. Frustrating. That's so hard.
Well, I
Brenda,
hate that for y'all.
Thank you so much
that.
For the call. We'll talk to you
what
later.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Robert, okay, let's talk cheapskate siblings. What do you have for us today?
So my biggest thing was maybe public shaming wasn't the best thing for Avery to do in this situation, which he was already in the hole. That was kind of, not the phone call itself, right?
You're already trying to recover.
Cool.
You're already trying to, like, smooth this over.
Yeah,
and then you're
like,
gonna
did you hear... Right. Did you hear his voice whenever y'all called? He was so excited. Yeah. And then the sister's like, boom, no.
Yeah,
no.
He was excited until he realized what time it was.
Yeah, we should probably address that.
But,
like,
we should just call people earlier.
Yeah, but my thing is, Avery, if you wanted to, you know, go to Papacito's with your older brother without it being known, how about just not posting it on the internet for your brother
gonna,
to scroll by and
see?
If
you're going to keep
it
secret.
True.
If it's going to be like
a
low-key.
Keep it secret.
Yeah, you know, meet up. Like, it doesn't have to be shared. Just, yeah.
And guess what? After dinner comes dessert, right? So your brother could have been invited to dessert. He can afford that.
Coffee,
and it'd still be a sibling thing.
Yeah.
Coffee is a great idea.
Go over to his house. You both could go over to his house.
Surprise! Right? People like
surprise
that.
Surprise him, right?
Yeah.
I'll call him on the way.
Because I can see Avery is a good sister. She thinks about him a lot. So, yeah, she would definitely be capable of surprising him in some way or another, because I know she's thinking about him at dinner anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to get creative.
Yeah.
Call us creative.
Yeah.
Like, that's a
like that's a good surprise. That's
far.
A bad surprise.
Brother, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, man. Thank y'all. Y'all are great. All right, bye.
Bye.
Wake up to Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Good morning. Thank y'all for being here.
Is it worse to be hated or not noticed at all?
Oh, it's what?
Yeah. Is it worse to be hated or not noticed at all?
Those are two not good options.
A new study's out, and the results might surprise you. Details next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Everybody's talking behind my back. If that thought makes you feel relieved in some way, it shouldn't. But
that's
I've got answers as to why.
Relieved? Relieved.
It means you are noticed.
Oh, wow.
You're not a no one.
No, I get that. That is, that's...
I'll give you more details,
all
but
right,
a baseball signed by the late Pope Francis is going up for auction. Y'all, this is weird. The Pope doesn't sign things all the time. Like, he doesn't go around and sign autographs like a normal celebrity or like a celebrity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he does sign things. Like, I've known of other
items. I remember a Lamborghini getting signed and then auctioned off.
That's for charity?
Usually
for charity, there was like a bottle of bourbon
right.
or several bottles of bourbon.
Right.
There was a Mark Pope jersey. Is he the basketball coach at Kentucky or something?
I don't even know. That's
Nikes.
That's fantastic. But yeah, the only time I've ever heard of it done is when it's like going to a charity auction, right? Like, it's like, hey, I know where this is going. I know the money it's going to raise, so I'm going to lay a signature. Because otherwise, yeah, it feels a little bit weird.
Well, I don't know that the Pope asked too many questions, but I've definitely not seen this. This baseball is going up for auction for anyone, and it's expected to command up to $15,000.
Did he sign it before he was Pope? Is that what this is?
Well, he signed it for Francisco.
What? Wait. Oh, okay.
A collector in New York spent years trying to get Pope Francis to sign a baseball. They don't really say why, but somehow it happened.
Yeah.
And now he's willing to part with it.
Holy cow.
So
all right.
It's just a money grab.
Okay. Hey,
end of the day.
Whatever. Sure.
All right.
Sure, sure.
It's probably one of the rarest pieces of memorabilia if you're into that sort of thing.
It absolutely has
now,
to
people
be.
People are joking it won't be in the future because...
New guy likes him some baseball.
Sure loves him some baseball. Yeah. Pope Leo.
I feel like American Pope is going to be signing a few more things.
If you're into that sort of thing. Yeah, but if you're into gossip in the tabloids, you know that Taylor Swift is already annoyed at being linked to the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni nonsense.
Very much so.
But it might get worse very, very soon because Taylor has apparently been subpoenaed by Justin's attorneys to testify.
Oh, really?
In their legal battle over the movie It Ends With Us.
Okay.
So Blake invited Justin to a New York City home in 2023 to discuss a scene that they disagreed on. Mm. When he got there, he claims he was ambushed by Taylor and Ryan Reynolds, who pressured him to accept all of Blake's ideas for this scene.
Really?
In a text after the fact, this is the dragon thing that made Taylor Swift so irritated in the first place. Blake told Justin, if you ever get around to watching Game of Thrones, you'll appreciate that I am Khaleesi. And like her, I happen to have a few dragons. For better or worse, but usually better. Because my dragons also protect those I fight for.
What? Wait, what?
At the time, Justin didn't seem upset by this.
That's the weirdest thing to tell someone.
Especially given the response. I really love what you did. It really does help a lot. Makes it so much more fun and interesting. And I would have felt that way without Ryan and Taylor. You really are a talent across the board. Really excited and grateful to do this together. I'm trying not to dwell on how strangely different those two messages are.
What's going on? What?
How one is seemingly infinitely more professional than the other.
That is bizarre.
But I know,
man,
that people have strong feelings for all parties.
Yeah, I don't. I am not in that world enough to be able to comment.
So,
but that is weird.
We will just have to wait and see.
Okay.
But what's worse than being a hated party to a lot of people? It's being no one. It's being someone that no one would acknowledge at all. So there's a new study out which says 15% of people would rather be trash talked behind their backs than not mentioned, period.
That is, I don't understand that. It's so much, it's okay. You can get known. You don't want to be known for the bad thing. You don't want to be known for like something that people are just like constantly talking behind
your
back.
Exactly. Obviously more people want to be gossiped about when it's something positive.
Yeah. That's different.
But we want.
You just want attention.
Our names.
Yeah.
In other people's mouths.
Oh, careful what you wish for, man.
Well, it's kind of like in Coco. You know, they disappear when nobody's thinking of them anymore.
Is that it?
Right? Like, you just no longer exist.
All right.
So if you think about it in those terms,
I get
it. If we're
going by Coco rules, yeah, say whatever you want about me for as long as you can.
As long as you mention. 25% of us said ambiguity is okay. It could be good, it could be bad, so long as it's sort of ambiguous.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it, so long as you get the story straight.
As long as it's accurate.
Exactly. Accuracy is important, people. You don't have to like me, but be right.
Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Fredo and Katie's Money Minutes.
Marco.
Hello.
Marco, please.
Marco, are you somewhere with a strong connection?
Yeah. Marco.
It should be.
Okay, all right. We're going to try this
again.
I'm worried
about this, Marco.
All right.
Because Marco's back for redemption.
He is. This is the redemption tour. Obviously, the last time we spoke to him, we weren't speaking to... Well, you said you were speaking to us. We just couldn't hear
you. We were speaking to you.
Yeah.
I mean, my phone was still on. It was still, you know, counting the seconds on the phone. It didn't say call fail or nothing. It's just it's something happened that made the signal blackout or something. I don't know.
So we can't promise that this is
sabotage.
Always, yeah, we can't promise
that's
we
what
can
that was, Marco.
Fix everything. Sabotage.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, we're going to try to make this right because he honestly had not missed one.
No, we had passes.
Yeah, we had some passes. So what we are going to do is we're going to hit Marco with a brand new quiz today. And I hope this is going to end in us awarding him some money, but we are going to see. Now, just so I lay the rules out again, got to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. Right.
Yes, sir.
You can pass on any of the questions you want to. Just say pass. We'll come around to those passes if we have time at the end. But you cannot change the answers once you give them. Does all that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Are we ready? Katie.
I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do this thing.
The oath that doctors take is known as the what?
The Hippocratic Oath.
In Charlotte's Web, the pig is named what?
Albert.
Florence Nightingale was a famous what?
A writer.
Who is a scientist credited with creating the theory of relativity?
Einstein.
What was the name of the iconic dance move that became popular thanks to Michael Jackson?
The moonwalk.
Our little solar system is located in what galaxy?
The Milky Way.
Who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Charlie and the Pass.
What massive wooden animal was used in the Trojan War as a trick to get behind enemy lines?
The Trojan Horse.
What do you call it when a gas changes to a liquid?
How did he do?
I know.
Oh,
I hate it because I felt like the last quiz was your quiz.
I feel somehow worse. About this situation after this round.
I liked leaving it at not knowing what could have been. But let's go over it, Marco, because I know you're curious.
Yeah.
In Charlotte's Web, the name of the pig is Wilbur.
Yes.
It's Wilbur.
Oh, man. I knew it was something like that.
Florence Nightingale.
Nurse.
Writer was a good guess if you don't know.
I can see that.
But she was a very famous nurse. Who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Raoul Dahl.
That guy that hates kids.
Evil son.
Because they all die in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
All his books are just...
murders him in horrific ways.
Yeah, he has some darkness.
Dark soul. Also is like a secret agent, but anyway. What do you call it when you... when a gas changes to a liquid?
Condensation.
Yeah.
Condensation.
Yeah. Marco.
You have to sign up again. We have to do this.
We're going to keep chipping away at it, my dude. We would love to have you back on.
Yeah, I'm going to sign up again.
Yes, going to get you paid eventually.
Hell yeah. All right, for everyone else, bullhouston.com/contest.
Like the government. My niece just turned 15.
I cannot believe that.
Now, she lives in Australia where they cannot start driving until, I think... it's 16.
Yeah. I think that's still
And then
still
they get
here.
A license at 17. Oh. Here it's 15.
Sorry,
you can get
I
your permit. And then,
that
yeah, like
older.
I had my license at 16 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the classic move a lot of parents make when their kid is of age is they get the hand-me-down, whether that's the vehicle that all of your siblings, in my case, learned to drive on.
Yes.
Or it's mom and dad want a new car.
And then
and
you
so
get
they
the,
will give you theirs
the
so
car.
They can get, something brand spanking new.
Yes, that's...
Well, apparently, you shouldn't be doing it. They say it is very, very dangerous. Teens in cars that are more than 5 years old are 19% more likely to die in a fatal crash.
For
cars over 15 years old, it jumps to 31%.
This feels like teen propaganda, except there's data shown.
Who did this? Tiger Beat?
That's
some middle school newsroom?
Some kid's awful PowerPoint that they give to their parents to demand a new car.
Yeah, don't say 30, say 31.
Something that makes it... Well, no, I mean, I can see it, like older car. Is that what they're saying? Older car, more problems?
That and new cars have newer safety features because things are constantly evolving. And because new drivers suck for so long, you want a car that is the most up-to-date on the road. So things like side airbags and emergency braking, switching lanes for you if necessary, were things that didn't exist.
All that definitely did not exist
a decade
in the
ago,
85.
Or when any one of us were learning how to drive.
The 1985 Suburban that I
but
learned
get
on.
This. Also in the study, it says that thankfully, most parents are giving their kids new vehicles anyway.
No, they're not.
And this is like looking across the nation, I guess.
No, they're not. They are not. Across the nation?
What?
Across the nation, parents are more.
What income bracket were you quizzing?
No. I mean, right? Come on.
What did you learn to drive on? Oh, you learned to drive in that terrible Suburban, right?
1985 Suburban, which was like a shipping container on wheels.
And it should have been, because you hit everything that moved. You hit everything that didn't move.
I hit several drive-thrus. I hit several signs. Lots of walls, because it doesn't turn very well. Lot of walls. And that was how you, and my brothers.
Well, you're the
and
oldest.
Sisters,
did they have to drive that?
Zach had to drive the 85. I think Mary got a slightly, I think she ended
she's
up
the girl.
Yeah, she's a girl. She got a more used car, and then Matt got a you know, they retired it at some point. But yeah, that was what you do. I thought. 713-881-5500.
I learned to drive on a white Mazda 6.
Was it new?
No, it was like a shop car.
Yes. A shop car, a work truck, a big metal box.
Right?
But that's what you
use.
I mean,
it was a small car. And then when I was driving, I got my sister's old car.
Do you...
A Mustang.
Give your kid a used car, or is that old and busted? And are all y'all buying new ones for the kids? 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I buy a new car for myself.
Weigh in, man. We need to hear from you on this. We'll be back after this.
We want to know what kind of car
honestly
you learn to drive on.
Yeah.
Because there's this thing that says old cars are so dangerous, you should not be giving them to your teens.
I don't understand this at all, but...
We need to talk through this.
Maritza, all right. So, new, used, what's the play here?
No, definitely used. I have a son, and I know that the day's going to come. He's only 5 right now, but the day's going to come when he has to start driving, right? And I am not going to give that boy, that crazy little boy, a brand new vehicle.
Insane.
You're just thinking it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
It's only going to get worse.
Absolutely going to get worse. Like,
then the football games and the baseball and all the things. I know that he's just going to be like, oh, let me get all my buds in the back.
That's how it goes.
And then let me get more buds in the back.
Well, and you're going to be paying for all those activities, so you're going to be broke anyway.
Exactly.
I just don't understand in what universe you would just go directly. And I get the safety thing, but dude, they don't drive safe. Like, it doesn't matter.
They don't. And then I live here in Friendswood, and I have noticed that trend, actually. A lot
really?
Of teenagers are in, like, the Teslas and the really nice GMCs.
You got your kid. Someone getting their kid. I've heard a lot of...
He was just saying...
I heard a lot of 15-year-olds say, I want a Tesla. I've never seen a kid pushing a Tessie. Not yet.
Friendswood.
Wow. Hey, thank you so much.
Man.
Terry, all right. So would you get your kid a new car? Is there a new car? The brand spanking new car?
I'm giving them a 95 Honda.
A Honda?
It still runs. Because it still runs.
I mean, safety features
it
aside,
reliable.
A Honda's never going to die.
It's
right? That,
yes.
That thing's going to outlive everyone.
If you got multiple kids, get a Honda today. Like I said, they're babies. Get a Honda today. 16 years from now, for the first one, it'll, like you said, still be there. It'll still be going in 25 years.
A Honda
probably.
Accord will outlive your entire family.
It will, absolutely. It's the Galapagos.
It's your legacy.
Of all cars.
That's why they're
and
like that
manual.
Tan.
Yeah.
A manual. That's another thing some
this
people.
This call will be recorded.
Hey, thank you so much. Jenny, you getting your kid a new car?
No.
Do you know anyone that does get their kid new cars?
I've known a few people, and I think new cars are more dangerous.
They're faster.
Well, it's not just that. It's if you know the safety features are in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Perhaps you take some liberties, right, as a kid.
Would you consider a Volvo a safe car? I would. I think Volvos are known for being safe, right? I got behind the wheel of a Volvo, like, recently. I couldn't figure out all of the tech stuff.
Oh, like how
so
to do it?
I'm driving down 10 and trying to figure out how do we turn the AC up because there's no buttons anymore. And so that's what you get that's what your kid ends up in if you get them a new car. It's all
but
tech.
But they would know it.
Is that
know,
it? Maybe
presumably.
The kids, like, yeah, maybe they're
they'll
just,
read the manual.
It's like a Spidey sense or something.
So what did you learn to drive in?
Yeah.
I learned to drive in a Taurus.
Oh, the old school Ford Taurus. That's not a bad one.
It's
I had many, many friends with many Tauruses back in the day. Did you ever, and it worked out fine, right? Like, it worked out well.
It did. The AC wasn't on, and I had to learn the windows down.
That's right.
Oh, were they the crankers? The ones you did manually?
These new cars, I turn off the safety features because they tell you there's a car in front of you turning and there's not, and it automatically kicks the brakes in and it hurt my neck.
I'm telling you, there's a lot. It's not as simple as that.
They're kind of aggressive.
Yeah, you kind of have to know what you're doing to use the safety features to their full capacity.
Or even like when new things jump out at you. Like I was in my husband's car once and he's got safety features I don't have, and it was like the car coming, like, what did it say? It said collision imminent.
Yes.
And so then it starts like yelling at me and I'm like looking around, there's no car. I'm like, what? Is it coming from the sky? Like, what is it? What do you see that I don't see? Like, it was like the scariest period of my life.
To a 16-year-old child. Are you insane? Thank you so much for the call. If you want to weigh in, hit us up. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Hey, wake up!
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Are you all ready?
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
We all say we get this show started
on 100.3 The Bull. Texas proud.
So we found a study that says it's dangerous to give your kid today a used car.
And I know what that it sounds like it was written by your 15.
It does. Because they're like, your kid will die if the safety features aren't up to date.
Yeah, thanks, Bryson. I know. But whatever you say, son.
Not laughing at the potential outcomes.
It's dangerous.
But I think we're blaming the wrong thing.
It's not the...
And also, we've all survived driving on what? God only knows.
Well, that's what we are trying to find out today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Josh. How are you?
Josh, we're good. All right, let's talk about kids and those first drivers. New or used, what do you think?
Honestly, I think used. I started learning when I was 9. My grandfather had this old Volkswagen Beetle, and it was like a 4-speed, and I learned on that. And I didn't get my first car until I was 16, which was a used 2010 Ford Fusion. And I didn't actually get my first used car until I was 21. First new car when I was 21. Which was a 2020 Ford Fusion. And that's still the same car I have right now.
There's no reason to just give that to the kid. Like, let him learn something that's a beater. Because, then they'll appreciate it.
Well, unlike you, Frito, I think the hope is they don't go out and run into everything, right? Like, you're not supposed to run into things.
Yeah, right. You're supposed to have a fear of that. And was mine reduced because I knew that that was a gigantic piece of garbage? Maybe. It was like, what does it matter? You know, just ding the thing up. Scrape it across the side of a building. Who cares?
Not even just that, but like the price of cars nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you spend $30,000 on a car just for it to get wrecked by a reckless, teenager. It's not good.
And that's the thing. Like, we're blaming it. It's not the car, is it? It's kids. Really, it's texting. Because a decade ago, we weren't worried about that as much.
Okay.
It's the kids texting.
Yeah.
Like, you know they're not going to be paying attention. So I'd argue, don't let them drive. Don't put them in a safer car. Don't put them in a car, period.
Hey, if they even want to drive, that's another issue. A lot of them don't. Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Of course. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Tammy, all right. So after hearing this entire conversation, where do you land? New or used?
I'm gonna tell you, I'm a bus driver. I'm a school bus driver.
Okay.
And I see all these kids, not all of them, some have older vehicles, but a lot of them have brand new vehicles. And I'm telling you right now, the way they drive, they don't need them.
All right,
horrible drivers. I have to say, we had a car that hit a mirror on one of our buses.
In the air?
What kind
of a car is high enough to hit your mirror?
It was a truck.
What kind of truck is high enough to hit your mirror?
An 18-wheeler? See the school bus.
Boy.
No, they didn't. They don't see us. Nobody sees us.
Would you consider... Okay, so is this just a chance that this is a part of town with some money? Do you drive in a rich neighborhood? Or
is it Friendswood?
Yeah, is it Friendswood? No. We know loves them some new cars.
No, I'm way up north.
Wow. Maybe it is. Maybe that is the new trend.
Okay, do cell phones... How big of a part do cell phones play in this, you think?
Probably a big part.
Yeah. Because young drivers are never the best drivers on the road.
Never.
Me personally, if I had kids, I would not give them a brand new vehicle.
Mm-mm. In no in no universe.
Put them in a clunker, take away their phone.
And then, right. And then, yeah, see how it goes from there.
And I'm not saying it's all kids, because I have a nephew that is awesome. You know, he's very well-mannered, and he drives really good. So not
a lot of kids will drive better than Frito drives. that's for damn sure.
Hey, thank you so much, and stay safe out there.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Wake up to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
You have allergies. They're bad. Are they better now that we're back in God's country here on the Gulf Coast? Or no?
Yes, okay. I didn't have allergies before I moved to San Antonio and discovered, whoops, cedar's not great.
Mm.
Too bad you live in the hill country, surrounded by cedar.
If you've never spent time in San Antonio in the spring,
like
or
not
the fall,
not like just on vacation or anything, extended time,
lived there long enough to look into the Texas hills and seeing what you believe to be smoke rising, but it is not smoke; it is cedar pollen that is going up into the air because it's just being fanned out from these trees, then I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, pollen is a big thing here, too, but it's different.
Where would you rank San Antonio on the worst places to live with allergies list nationwide?
Well, it's going to depend on what you're allergic to.
Well, no, it is. That's the trick. It's like some people, cedar doesn't bother them at all, and it's like, okay, well, great. I got me a win. Maybe there's some other parts of the
country. Like if you're allergic to mold,
yeah,
you know, you wouldn't move somewhere like Washington, where it's just like wet.
Is Washington moldy?
Well, it's wet.
I feel like that's a moldy state.
I assume it is. Maybe that's mean of me to say.
It feels like a moldy state. Three basics that they base this on: pollen counts, sales of allergy meds, and how easy it is to get an appointment with an allergist. The 10 worst places to live with allergies, none of them are in the state of Texas, thank God. I can't believe San Antonio isn't on there, but it's not. North Carolina has two different cities. Richmond, Virginia is on there. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oklahoma City is on there.
That's just being allergic to Oklahoma.
That's just because it's
disgusting.
There ain't
no cure for that.
That's just whatever chemicals they have in the soil. I have no clue. The New Orleans, very high on the allergy list at number two. The worst place to live with allergies is Wichita, Kansas. Apparently, Wichita, Kansas is allergy hell, and I cannot figure out why that is.
Do they not go into specifics at all?
Are people allergic to corn? Are they allergic to flat earth? Like what is no specifics are given other than the fact that they have a lot of pollen, which I guess you would if you grow things. I'm sure they sell a lot of allergy meds, but as far as the other thing, there's probably no allergist to book. No, I mean,
fair.
You know, just know that it could always be worse, Katie.
Yeah, I could live in Kansas.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow.